From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. For many years, automakers around the world have dreamt of a high-mileage, zero-emission car. Most of these dreams center on hydrogen-powered fuel cells. GM and Toyota have led that charge. But at a car show in Geneva, executives from those two companies have suggested that fuel cells are a long way from being ready for the mass market. They say that advances in other technologies could make zero-emission vehicles less urgent. Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio has that story.
For a few select people around the country, vehicles that run on hydrogen are a reality. General Motors plans to put 100 hydrogen fuel cell test vehicles on the road this year, and six people in the U.S. already have the keys. Maria Recchia O'Neill of Rybrook, New York, is one of the chosen few.
I'm actually in one. My family's in one. I have it parked outside where I work. For me, it's on the road.
But when you try to find out when hydrogen fuel cells will be on the road for the rest of us, when people can actually go into a showroom and buy one, that becomes less clear.
The post keeps getting moved.
Gary Vasilash edits an auto industry trade magazine called Automotive Design and Production. Vasilash says, like a lot of vehicle technology, the targets for hydrogen fuel cell production keep getting pushed back.
They say, you know, in 5 years, you know, something is going to happen. 5 years later, they say, in 5 years, you know, something is going to happen.
The thing that needs to happen with fuel cells is they need to get cheaper, much cheaper, to build. To convert hydrogen to an energy source, fuel cells require precious metals and other intricate technology that drive up costs. Engineers say over the long run, they think they can make fuel cells cheaper, but in the meantime, other technologies are creeping up. A new generation of hybrids based on lithium-ion batteries will allow people to drive further and use less gas than today's hybrids. Mike Jackson is the head of AutoNation, the country's largest chain of car dealerships. Jackson says all that customers will really care about is saving gas.
I think if you get there with electric and lithium-ion batteries and a range extender, that knocks hydrogen out of the box. Why go any further?
That's a question many people in the auto industry are asking right now, even some top executives at GM and Toyota. The companies all say they are still committed to building cars that run on hydrogen. Magazine editor Gary Vasilash says the car companies invested too much to just walk away now. GM alone says it spent more than $1 billion.
And I do not believe that they would say, let's just ignore that. Let's just write that off.
The stakes are especially high at GM. The company's working overtime to catch up on hybrids, but it placed a big bet on hydrogen. And it's going to hurt if the payoff on that bet gets kicked down the road. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.